Thank you. Hold on, I gotta... Oh, cool. Okay, so, hi, I'm Dylan Miller. I have a Bachelor's of Science in Neuroscience, and I work for Backyard Brains. Because we're a little limited on time, before I get into the details, I need anybody want to be my cockroach anesthesiologist? Just, like, raise your hand. All right, yeah, come on up here.
Well, that helps. Have you ever handled a cockroach before?
No.
Okay. It's about to change. So what I need you to do is to grab one of these and fly. And they might spawn. Best way to do it is to kind of form like a
All right, thank you. What was your name? I'm sorry.
Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay,
so we'll come back to him later. So at Backyard Brains, we like to work on, you guessed it, the brain. The thing about the brain is not a lot of people know very much about it, and that's pretty unfortunate because around 1 in 5 or 20% of people are going to suffer some sort of neurological or psychological disorder or event sometime in their life. So, you know, but something that's, you know, so important to day-to-day life and is likely to go wrong, we think it'd be a little bit better if people knew a little bit more about it. So what Backyard Brains wants to do, well, the best analogy is astronomy. So if you want to learn about astronomy, you can go out and buy a cheap, you know, not necessarily so great, but you can go out and buy a cheap telescope for like under $100, and you have this view of the night sky that's like, you know, hundreds of times better than you could get just with your own eyes. But there's really no equivalent for neuroscience. There's nothing where, you know, if you're really interested in neuroscience, the issue is you pretty much have to go into a graduate program and, you know, spend a couple of years of a PhD before you can even like sneeze on the $100,000 equipment that lets you look at the basics of neuroscience. And we didn't think that was very good. So after several iterations at Backyard Brains, we developed what we call the Spiker Box. So what the Spiker Box does is it lets you look at the activity of these things. Anybody know what these are? Ah, beautiful. Okay, cool. So these also neurons. Little brief neuroscience intro. Neurons communicate with one another and with other cells, but we're just going to talk about, you know, neuron-to-neuron communication right now. They have these long processes called axons that extend from one neuron to the next. And what they do is they send electrical signals along those, and we call that a spike because, you know, it's like a millisecond, so it just kind of looks like a big spike on an electrical trace. What the spike does is it triggers the release of a bunch of chemicals, that triggers a bunch of processes in the next neuron, and so on and so forth. And those really are, you know, that's sort of the fundamental unit of information transfer in the body, including but not limited to thoughts. So pretty important, I think, you know, whatever. We wanted everybody to have access to that. So we've created an app, too, that lets you look at them using our Spiker Box, lets you look at them on the phone. In order to get these really nice spikes, you have to use spikes. You have to go into something. And we're not yet allowed to do that to people. So what we have to do is we have to use a surrogate. It's pretty surprising how much you can tell about like the human nervous system from invertebrate or insect nervous systems. So we use the cockroach because we think that the cockroach really is just a beautiful organism. Now, people might prefer other invertebrates to get nice, colorful tattoos and leave the cockroaches sad, but we think they're beautiful, and so we like to use them for our little science experiments. So the cockroach's nervous system is actually, it's better related to the spinal cord. Our brain is way more complicated, but there are still some basic like cell level things that you can get about it. So we've had our cockroach friend chilling in ice water for a little while. So now I'm going to take it out. And this part I won't ask any of you to do. So we're going to take off one of its legs. They grow them back. I'm not joking. They grow them back. Their legs actually are like gecko tails. They actually have natural break points where if you just pull on them a little bit, they just pop off. And then in a couple months, it'll have another brand new leg. So hold on 1 second.
They enter a super low metabolism state when you hit them with cold water, so they end up using oxygen at an extremely slow pace. So after probably like 2 days in there, it might die of oxygen loss, but they can go for a really long time.
Okay, so the reason why we're using the cockroach leg is the leg is covered in all of these sensory hairs, and each one of those hairs is innervated, which means a neuron is near it or using it or whatever. I don't know the best way to describe that, but it means there's a neuron there. And so on each of those hairs, we can touch one of them because the cockroach legs are super mechanosensitive. They sense air currents. So we can use that to evoke action potentials. So now I'm going to need to take a second and get that all ready. Oh, there we go. Okay. So if I touch one of its hairs, we get all those little lines? Those are those spikes. So what happens is when I touch one of its sensitive hairs, it's trying to send all these action potentials, all this electrical activity up to the cockroach's brain. But instead of the brain, we've substituted our spiker box in the computer. So let me try and do that again. Come on. Yeah, all right. So, we can actually, hold on. We can, it might be better to listen to it as well. We won't be able to see it at the same time, but hold on. Can you guys hear those little pops? So each one of those is an action potential. Each one of those is a single electrical event moving through a neuron, trying to tell another neuron something. All right, cool. Okay, so that's cool. I think it's cool. Okay, so we saw some of this. And if it was too fresh, you wouldn't see anything because the cold actually reduces signals from the neurons. So you wouldn't have seen very much, but we gave it enough time. And that was fun and cool, but we actually regularly replicate the results of major neuroscience papers just to kind of show that our $100 device is, as good as, if not better, than the, $40,000 amplifiers that people use. So I'm going to skip ahead a little bit And we can talk about that other stuff a little bit later. But now we're going to talk about electricity inside of you guys. So what happens is when you want to move, there are these neurons in your brain, upper motor neurons. They sort of start it. Well, they don't really start it, but... They start it. Let's just say that. It's really complicated. But so they sort of start the idea of, like, movement. They send a signal down through your spine. That goes down to your arm and tells your muscles to move, again, using these electrical and chemical signals. So, and actually, I won't go into that. Why would I just tell you about it again when I can show you? So, who would like to see the electricity in their body? Somebody should volunteer. Okay, she's... All right, cool. What's your name? Ingrid. We're going to see the electricity in Ingrid's body. We got to use these little electrode patches to essentially improve the conduction of electricity through her skin. So, okay, cool. No, she's not, she hasn't been hooked up yet. All right, may I? All right, thank you. So now we're gonna take a look at the electricity inside of her arm. Oh, this is beautiful, having it like right behind. No, this is great. All right. So, Ingrid, give me a sec. So if you could for me, yeah. All right, hold on. You're a little too powerful, Ingrid, so I gotta. All right. So if you could for me, our preferred motion is like this. So if you could, yeah. So what that is the massive amount of electricity coursing through her muscles whenever her brain is telling those muscles to move. In the interest of time, I won't have you listen to it either, but it sounds like the previous one. But there's an interesting thing here. We're actually, in addition to looking at her muscles, we're looking at her brain. So if you could just... Yeah, keep your wrist just relaxed and limp, and I'm going to move it around. So I'm going to move her wrist around the same way she was just doing it. And when I do it, there's a little bit of a motion artifact, but, you know, basically nothing. But then as soon as you do it, we get all that electrical activity. So that electricity is only there when your brain is telling your muscles to move. So that's how you can look at the brain's activity through the arm. So that's cool. I think it's cool. But again, you know, we can do better. Little bit of feedback. Thank you so much, Ingrid. You can keep those, little party favor. Okay, I won't have to go back to that, so thank you. Okay, I need another volunteer who wants to now control, like, you know, some lights with their muscles. Anybody think that sounds cool? Brain computer interfacing.
This guy does.
You know, wave it. All right, yes. Okay, well, I love your sweater. I have a cat, so. Could you, as she did, expose just a little above your elbow? Thank you. Other side. Okay. Cool. What's your name?
Jessica.
All right, so what we're doing now is I'm plugging you into, this is called an Arduino. It's a microcontroller, so it's like a small, easily programmable computer. It's about the size of a credit card. What we're gonna do now is it's gonna take those electrical signals and turn them into, you know, like zeros and ones, you know, crap that a computer can understand. And then do stuff with it. Stuff. Yeah, stuff is cool. All right, so, this isn't really gonna be a great visual because it's so tiny. But if you could flex for me, just like this. Yeah, so, Wee! A bank of LEDs, ha! LEDs are, you know, cool, light, you know, one of the basic advances of mankind. I think if you could stop, it's good, you're good. I think we can you come this way a little bit? I think we can do a little bit better. So, right now we're gonna step up from a bank of six LEDs to control what is thought to be the most complex thing in the known universe, which right now it's gonna be you, at least. All right, so just a little past your elbow. Okay, so what we're gonna do now is we're gonna take the, I already forgot, Jessica?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna take the electricity, that huge amount of electricity that we saw coursing out of Jessica's arm, and then we're gonna amplify it, and we're gonna shove it into Elise's arm. It's really the best term for it. So Elise, the sensation of another human being totally taking away your free will can be a little jarring at first. Are you married or do you have kids?
Engaged.
Oh, okay. You'll know soon. Just stay relaxed. Keep your arm relaxed and don't fight it. So could you, Jessica, could you flex again? I just want to make sure everything's okay. So go for it. Feel something? Okay. I guess it's stay relaxed. Okay, I'll stop. Okay, so what I want you to do, Elise, is if you could look away from it just to prove no, you're not watching her for any signal. So Jessica, go, yeah. All right. So what's happening now? Okay, I'll let you go. That's cool, controlling another human being, you know, I guess. Whatever. There's actually some really cool science behind this. So what we're doing is we're turning on the stimulator whenever the signal coming out of her reaches a certain threshold. That's putting electricity into her ulnar nerve. It's like if you ever hit your funny bone, you're smashing your ulnar nerve. So the ulnar nerve is a bunch of neurons. It's receiving that electrical signal, and it knows when it receives that signal, I tell these muscles to flex, okay? But it, you know, it doesn't know if that electricity is coming from Jessica or from Elise's brain. So we're essentially just like tricking it and feeding that electricity in. And again, stay relaxed. So I'm gonna move your wrist. So if I move Jessica's wrist around, nothing's going on. I'm not in control. Elise certainly isn't in control. But Jessica, if you could control her, Jessica's in control. So that's I don't know how much time I have left, but that's back here in brains. Thank you.